Well, William, great to see a horse that you've had great success with. He still seems to be enjoying himself, Cool Mountain.
Yeah, thank you. It's brilliant to have him here, actually. You know, he's such an old friend, and he's been a great horse to have had. Thanks. It's lovely to get him here. It's lovely for his owner, T, and, you know, it's been a bit of a bumpy ride the last few years with a few niggling injuries and things. So it's just been great team effort to get him here. He's feeling fantastic. He's 15 years old. Everything at this stage is a bonus, and you know, we're here to have a good time, to enjoy it, and you know, hopefully have a good run.
And obviously did so well at Wegg back in 2010. It must be frustrating. A horse probably hasn't quite been able, because of all those niggles, to fulfil the potential that he perhaps could have done in the peak.
Well, I think, you know, we were very, very lucky, you know, to have had all the fun with him that we did. I think, you know, it's very rare, you know, you get a horse of that calibre and things do go wrong. So I think, you know, we were very lucky to enjoy those amazing years with him when he was young. And, you know, they don't all find it easy physically, and they don't all have the same resilience. So, you know, he has been unlucky. He had a very rough ride around the Europeans in Le Moulin, and nearly came down in the water jump, just pure freak thing, and I think that was the trigger of it all, really. You know, he saved himself. He was, how he stood up we'll never know, but that was after that he had a little injury, and you know, it's been up and down. He's been third in Po a couple of years back, so he showed some form, and yeah, it'd be very exciting if he could show it again. But as I said, it's all a bonus. We're here to have a good time, to enjoy him, and you know, to be at Blenheim. This is the first time at Blenheim, so it's a new experience from that point of view.
And for you, talking of Europeans, that was a strange week for you. I'm great for the silver, but you kept on berating yourself is that they did it without you. Was it a frustrating week?
Well, that can happen. It was certainly very frustrating personally, and I think I wasn't alone. It was certainly, you know, you think of poor Izzy Taylor, bronze medal position, and having an unlucky pole. I think, you know, in a way, far more frustrating for her. I was never in the hunt, and it all seemed to go wrong from the beginning. So personally, you have to take that in this sport. It's one of those things. He's a lovely horse. He didn't like Blair. And he'll be back for another day, and I think that is the main thing. Brilliant that they won a silver medal. You know, I think particularly for poor Nicola, again, very frustratingly having a run out when she was right up there. There's a few of us that came away a little bit demoralised, but you know, you pick yourself up and you carry on. There's next year to look forward to. Lots of nice horses to ride, so get on with it.
Well, you've still got Chilly Morning, obviously wasn't there, so that will presumably, you'll be, if you're looking ahead to next year, that's the main one.
Yes, I think, I rode Chilly on Monday when I got back, and we had a little chat, and I think he was very happy not to have been there. I was very happy not to have had him there. I think at 15, you know, it was a good one to have missed. I think that it was, you know, the best will in the world. At the end of the day there, it was very, very testing for all horses. Some did cope just about, but you know, it was a slog, and it was one slog he could do without. So you know, he's feeling great, and you know, before we know it, it'll be next year, and you know, who knows.